Last year, comedian Amy Borkowski introduced Morning Edition listeners to her mother.
Yeah, Amela, I'm just thinking, if God forbid you needed to get out of your apartment real fast, maybe you ought to get yourself a parachute. Bye-bye.
Borkowski collected the funniest and the warmest of her mother's telephone messages and turned them into a CD and book titled Amy's Answering Machine. The collection became so popular, Borkowski created a sequel, Amy's Answering Machine, Volume 2.
You know, everybody's been getting a big kick out of my mother, and I hear from people that there was one girl wrote that she and her friends have a mommy-okey party, and they take turns, like, moving their mouth to the words of my mother's messages while the CD plays.
Yeah, Amela, I hope you're still taking the allergy shots. I don't like that sneeze. I don't know how many years ago Mrs. Gill was telling me a story about how a friend of hers who was allergic gave one good sneeze and she went into labor. Bye-bye.
One thing I'm finding the more I do this is that my mother is like everybody else's mother, but she's just a little more extreme. Like, one example is that, you know, a lot of other mothers are creative in finding alternate uses for stuff. Like, you know, they'll tell their daughter, you know, you can use an old sock as a dusting mitt, or, you know, a wine bottle can also be used as a vase. My mother calls me up a couple weeks ago to say that the ladies' room in an airport can also be used as a tornado shelter.
Amela, I'm having second thoughts about that little palm-sized computer you said you bought. You could swallow it and, God forbid, choke. And don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. I just read an article about a fellow who lost the tiny cell phone, and when he dialed his own number to try and locate it, he heard a ringing sound coming from his dog. Give me a call, please. Bye-bye.
I have a sister who, ironically, works for the phone company. So even though she gets frustrated by the messages, part of her's got to be happy because my mother does enough calling to single-handedly drive up her stock. I am the baby, which is why I think I get worse of my mother's worry. My mother calls me up and says, you know, I don't like the whole idea of you carrying your wallet and your keys and your plane ticket in your backpack behind you where anybody could reach in and take it.
If women were meant to carry valuables behind them, then how come no woman ever spent 9 months carrying a baby in her tuchus?
Sometimes I do things that are like perfectly ordinary, regular, everyday things that in my mother's mind are completely crazy.
Hi, Amela. How come Saturday morning when you were here, you refused to have toast? How do you have breakfast with no toast? I suggest you do a little soul-searching, because to think you can have a so-called breakfast and totally ignore toast is just not normal. All right, honey? Bye-bye.
I was doing a reading for my book, and one time a guy jumped out of the audience and said, why don't you just cut her out of your life? And it's like everybody gasped because it's kind of a given there. It's like, yeah, my mother's messages drive me crazy, but, you know, I love her and I want her in my life. I'm not going to break up with her. You know, like, look, Mama, this relationship isn't going anywhere, and I'd like to start seeing other mothers. Not going to happen. It's all from love.
Comedian Amy Borkowski. Her new CD is called Amy's Answering Machine, Volume 2. There are pictures of Amy's actual answering machine and of her mother at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Itstein.